And now to Hurricane Wilma. It came ashore this morning south of Naples, Florida. Wilma has now weakened to a Category 2 storm with winds of up to 110 miles per hour. At a news conference today in Tallahassee, Florida, Governor Jeb Bush said Wilma was dangerous, but the state was prepared to handle it.
As the storm passes, our number one priority is saving lives and restoring security. The Florida National Guard is on the move. More than 3,000 soldiers and airmen have been mobilized, and another 3,000 are on alert.
With us now from Fort Myers is NPR's Philip Davis. Hi, Philip.
Hi, how are you doing?
I hear some wind battering your phone there. How are conditions?
The conditions are, if you can believe it, we're still getting gusts of probably 40 to 50 miles an hour, but that's a big improvement from what it was earlier today when we were getting some really major wind and rain tearing down trees and downing power lines. And most of the area that I'm in, the Fort Myers area, all the way down to Marco Island, is without power right now.
What parts of the state were the most threatened?
The parts of the state that are most threatened are the southwestern coast of Florida, from Fort Myers all the way down to Naples, and also inland towns such as Everglades City that are just a few feet above sea level. They're in great danger of the storm surge and flooding. It's a little early to have reports coming back in from some of those inland towns, but they're at great danger, and also because their housing stock is a little bit older than you would see here in the Naples area.
And I understand the governor issued mandatory evacuation orders. How many Florida residents complied?
Well, that's a hard thing to gauge, but at least here in Fort Myers and communities along the coast, people took the evacuation order pretty seriously. This area got hammered pretty hard by a hurricane named Charley last year, and they also have the recent memory of Hurricane Katrina. And so yesterday, the roads were almost empty. There were some local police officers going around to low-lying areas with bullhorns, warning people to leave because they were within the storm surge area. But most people had taken heed already, which is why the shelters in this area are filled to capacity right now, much more so than in previous hurricanes.
This has been a very busy hurricane season, I believe the busiest on record. Are you hearing from people that they're just fed up there, that they're going to leave for good?
Besides me, is that what you're trying to say?
Hopefully you're not leaving anytime soon.
I was having lunch at a little local hamburger joint yesterday, and I mentioned that, you know, the weather is a bit nicer in California this time of year than in Florida. And the locals all looked at me and said, in California you have mudslides, you have earthquakes. At least in Florida, when there's a hurricane, you know when it's coming, and you've got plenty of warning. And they've gone through this before, and they know how to deal with it. So nobody seems to be expressing any desire to leave after this. So, you know, the interesting thing is Miami and Fort Lauderdale also got hit very hard by Hurricane Wilma. And, in fact, some people are saying that the damage there might be greater than it is here in the Southwest Coast. So the next day or two is going to show what happened over there as well.
NPR's Philip Davis outside, as we heard, in Fort Myers, Florida. Thank you, Philip.
You're welcome.